Rear Axle. See participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/11.
503 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Roger Carey. KSL's top local story this hour. Former Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson says he is done with the Democratic Party. Kind of an outspoken guy and certainly one of Utah's most liberal politicians. Rocky cites everybody's disgust with both of the major political parties, and Rocky thinks it might be time for a brand new political party, one that actually promotes the interests of the public, you and me. Shocking. Out of the box thinking there, Rocky. 100 miles, four counties, and speeds near 100 miles per hour. That wild chase of a suspected car thief ended with a crash near Strawberry Reservoir. Police in Midvale tried to stop a man when they spotted the stolen pickup truck that he was driving. Unified Police Sergeant Justin Hoyle says the man took off, leading police and the UHP on a chase on I-80 up Parley's Canyon and then onto Highway 40.
While this has been going on, this suspect had been on the phone with dispatch and had been telling dispatch that he was armed and was going to kill himself.
Hoyle says the man apparently became tired of the chase. He then intentionally crashed and rolled the truck near the reservoir. Now the man's in custody. He was gone for almost 24 hours, but 12-year-old Boy Scout Jared Ropolato was found alive and well. Shortly after 8:30 this morning, dogs, horses, even a helicopter were all searching for Jared in Daggett County in the high Uintas near Spirit Lake. Jared's Boy Scout training came in handy, too. Built himself a lean-to as temperatures dropped into the mid-50s there last night. Give that Boy Scout a merit badge in happy endings, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, coming up on KSL News Radio, cooler temperatures, just a little bit. Going to check your Live 5 forecast here next. KSL News time is 5:04.
Breaking news.
We're also investigating the possibility that he was texting while riding the motorcycle.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov. The official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
In your car.
We can get this right.
And all night long.
I think that's a fair point to make.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together all weekend long. Got a bunch of ramps closed, and these are all I-215 based. Here is what's closed on the I-215. East and westbound I-80 ramps to go to the northbound I-215. Southbound I-215 ramps to go westbound on the I-80. And what you should use as alternates would be, going north anyway, use I-15 as your big old alternate there. Monsoon creeping in just a tad, just a wee bit. Over the next couple of days, getting a little more moist. 10% chance of rain tonight, 30% chance tomorrow. A little bit cooler, not much though. Sunday through Tuesday, 90 for the high tomorrow. Into the upper 80s Monday and Tuesday. New paint can do wonders for your home. Choose Dutch Boy paints from Sutherland's. Premium 100% latex acrylic, one coat coverage, resisting peeling, cracking, or blistering. Sutherland's Dutch Boy paint at wallet-friendly prices. Yeah, it's warm, all right. 96 degrees here in downtown Salt Lake City at 5:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Roger Carey, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Now browser.
The browser.
This is The Browser.
I got a call from somebody saying, you're blowing up. You're viral.
Connecting now to The Browser.
Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio.
The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media.
Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
They have meat thermometers now that will interface with your iPhone.
I know, and alert you when it's the perfect temperature.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So I'm just sitting here trying to figure this out. If you go viral on the internet, that's a good thing. If you want it to go viral, unless it's you doing something bad. If you get a virus on your computer, that's never good.
Not good.
And if you get a virus in your body, that's not good because you go to the doctor and you want a prescription to solve the problem. And he says, sorry, just suck it up, man, because we can't
treat it. So many people are just pushy. They don't care it's viral. Yeah. They just want the Z-Pack.
Which is why I've always felt there should be like a Q-Pack and it's just sugar pills.
Yeah.
But you can just prescribe it. Here, take this, and they'll feel better, I promise you.
Well,
the Y pack.
There has been something which may be quite a health breakthrough coming out of MIT. That's where all the geniuses are, you know, at MIT. And one of them.
There's a few left other places.
One of the researchers is on the line with us, Todd Ryder. Todd, thanks for joining us today. This new development may almost be like an antibiotic for bacterial things, but for viruses. Is that right?
Yes, we certainly hope so. So just as antibiotics once revolutionized the treatment and prevention of bacterial illnesses, we hope that our new treatment will really revolutionize the treatment and prevention of viral illnesses.
Now, since we're all not geniuses like you, Todd, can you explain how this is going to work to us in a way that we can understand?
Sure. Our treatment recognizes any viral RNA. Long double-stranded RNA is made by essentially any virus. And so our treatment will recognize that in cells that have been infected by a virus. And if it finds that, it will activate a suicide switch. So most people don't realize it, but all the cells in your body have a suicide switch built in. So if your cells get too depressed, if you're watching too much reality TV, they decide to end it all, they can flip the suicide switch. And here we're activating that suicide switch in the presence of viruses, so not in the presence of reality TV. But the net effect is to kill infected cells and to leave healthy cells alive. So it rapidly terminates the infection.
And how would this be? Would this be a pill? Would this be oral? Would this be injected? What?
At the moment, it's injected into mice. The mice don't seem to like that too much. But we hope that ultimately it would be a pill that you could take orally.
So in studies, you're seeing this work. How soon or how long is it going to take before you can start testing this on real-life human people types?
Right. We're getting good results in mice. The FDA usually wants to see results in somewhat larger animals like rabbits or guinea pigs, and then in a primate model like monkeys before you go into human trials. So it's still several years away from human trials, and realistically probably at least a decade before you can go to the drugstore and buy this stuff.
But this is really remarkable when I looked at your research, and so far you've tested it on these mice, 15 different viruses. So we're talking about the common cold. We're talking about swine flu.
Right. We've cured the common cold. That's done. And we've also cured H1N1 influenza, which was all the rage in the news for a while. As well as many other things. Some nasty things, too, like dengue hemorrhagic fever. We've shown that we can cure that, too.
I never saw the press release that we solved the common cold. That's pretty cool.
You have cured the common cold. Well, I just know that a lot of people will be so happy because, like I said, so many people just want it to go away and they want something to be able to fix it. What was the time frame here once you injected the Draco, is that what you're calling it, into the mice until they were cured?
Right. It's fairly fast. We infect mice with the flu, and if they're not treated, they will lose weight steadily over the course of several days. Eventually, if it's a lethal dose of the flu, they'll die within about 10 days. With the Draco treatment, we could inject that into the mice, and the mice never really got visibly sick. So there was a clear difference just within a couple of days. We could also measure the amount of virus in the systems and show that we'd greatly reduce the amount of virus that was present. So really, it acts within just a day or two, apparently.
Thank you so much. Todd Ryder, MIT researcher, who who led this team at MIT to come up with this amazing discovery where really, you heard it from him. He's taken care of the common cold.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
That's done. And we're talking about all of these viruses, flu. You think about the scares we have over the flu, these different viruses. And even just a decade away, though, that is not long if we are going to be able to just cure all of these viruses. Amazing.
What if I add on top of that a new approach that in similar tests wipes out leukemia?
You've cured leukemia?
Today, on the browser, curing the common cold, the bird flu, the swine flu, and yes, possibly leukemia. This is a new approach, and I'm not going to get into all of the science because I will pass out in the process. Here's basic, layman's. Turning patients' own blood cells into assassins that hunt and destroy the cancer cells, the leukemia cancer cells.
Yeah, I read that they were able to turn certain cells into a little army that would go around. They were serial killers, and they would attack the cancer cells, destroy them. No more leukemia.
It's like a video game happening inside
now,
your body.
Now, this is tiny. You have to understand that this is only three people in this study.
Yeah.
But it cured two of them. And one of them has a little bit of cancer left. And
it's
they
amazing.
Said, so, of course, it's going to be needed to be tested on a much larger scale. And it will also, they'll also need to see what happens 10 years down the road. You know, how long does this last? But this therapy has cured leukemia in two people. Two amazing medical breakthroughs.
Speechless.
On the browser today. Now, the one man included in this study, he was 64 years old. They said there was no change for 2 weeks. Then he got very sick. Chills, nausea, fever. This is a condition that happens, though, when a big number of cancer cells die at the same time. So that means it's working. So the researcher said it was like the worst flu of their life. And then it was over. And they were cured.
Pretty amazing.
We've talked before in this program about different sleep issues and sleep apnea. I feel like it's becoming more and more common. I feel like I know more people all the time who have sleep apnea when the muscles in your throat are so relaxed, your breathing is cut off, you gasp for air, people think you're dying. Sometimes people do die, not very often, but they do. And in the past, it's been associated with things like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. And now a new study suggests it may also be associated with dementia. They have found, they did this big study with about 300 people. 100 of them had some sort of sleep apnea. 5 years later, they came back to these people, and nearly half of them who had the sleep apnea developed a mild form of dementia. So,
is it just because they're not getting oxygen and that's affecting the brain cells?
Yes, because there's two possibilities here. They thought, well, maybe it's just because they're getting disruptive sleep, which, as we know, can, if you don't get enough sleep, your cognitive ability can be
diminished.
Can decline. But that was not it. What it was hypoxia, which is that reduced oxygen to the brain. Jay, look at
you.
Why aren't you at MIT?
Yeah, one day I'll know what that word hypoxia means or how to spell it.
So that was the thing that was consistent. The people who had sleep apnea who were not getting the oxygen to the brain were more likely to develop dementia. So if nothing else, if you are having problems sleeping and your spouse or your partner is telling you, hey, you're waking up in the night gasping for air, go get checked out.
Well, again, I want everyone to know I'm against all of these medical advancements. We can't afford to go living longer. We don't have that kind of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid budget. So don't participate. Resist.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Coming up next on The Browser, we're going to talk about going back to school. And is it ever okay to yank your kid out of a teacher's class, get him to one you like better? Jay's done it. We'll talk about that coming up.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath.
and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened?
10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
We all plan. Our daily schedules. Our grocery lists. Our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner, and he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
For over 160 years, the Deseret News has been here.
The only thing we have to fear...
Reporting history as it happens.
A state which will live in infamy.
That's one small step for man.
And we're ready for 160 more.
Salt Lake City hosting the Olympic Games.
Visit DeseretNews.com today and download the free iPhone and iPad app to get the insight from a shared perspective that only the Deseret News can deliver. The Deseret News, always pioneering.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson tweet about the news of the day and about life.
Follow them at Twitter.
Back to the browser on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us on The Browser today. I'm Amy Iverson here with Jay McFarland. We were just having a discussion about some 80s bands during the break. And just FYI, if you did not know, the best video of all time, possibly, Take On Me.
Yeah.
They're from Norway. They're doing a little benefit concert for the victims of the shooting. I didn't know they were from Norway, and I love that video. Just FYI. In case you're heading over there, you can go to the concert. Mm,
thanks for sharing,
Iverson.
It's time
to go back to school. We talked a couple weeks ago about ways to be frugal on the school supplies when you go back. And I'm a frugal lady. I did a lot of the ideas that Jay had. But I have a couple more for you.
This is back to school frugality. That's what
yes,
we're doing here.
Things okay. You can skimp on. We talked about crayons, markers, pens, pencils. No need to go buy brand new.
Or you can buy one box and break them in half and
no.
send each kid with half a crayon.
No, that
Why?
Will... That will.
They're not going to use the whole crayon.
That will scar them.
Yes.
Don't send them with
And they'll say,
broken
Johnny
crayons.
Has full-size crayons. Well, his parents love him more than we love you.
So go around your house. You probably have a lot of that stuff, including rulers, scissors, you know, basic calculators, all that stuff. You've got it. You don't need to buy more. Secondly, I was just talking to my babysitter about this morning. Remember the day, Jay will say, no, we never did that, but you would go back to school shopping. My mom would take me, you'd have a certain amount of money, you go back to school shopping. Not really needed anymore. I love
Tell
this idea.
Tell my kids this. Well, I hope they're all listening. Kids, listen up.
McFarland kids, I'm doing this with my kids today. Get out their clothes, you put it on the bed, organize it, make sure the things, what fits, what doesn't, and then you have a list of what they need. If they already have 3 good pairs of jeans, no need to go buy more. Just because it's the start of school doesn't mean you automatically get a new wardrobe.
Yeah, hello. Or full-size crayons.
Right. The other thing that might be on the list is a pencil bag or a pencil box.
Yeah.
A Ziploc works just fine.
And you're telling me that they're going to be mocked by the other kids? You'd send them with a Ziploc, but not a half crayon. All right.
And I'm realizing I'm sounding kind of like a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
You don't need a pencil sharpener. Most classrooms have a pencil sharpener. They don't need their own.
Those carrot potato peelers were great.
And book covers. I know that was on my kids' list last year.
Duct tape.
Yahoo is saying paper shopping bags were good enough for you. Why aren't they good enough for your kids? But I'll tell you, that's a fun art activity for
sure.
Your kids. They can decorate it how they want. Just make sure you put the subject on the cover and on the spine so that your kids know what it is. Alarm clocks, that's the last one. No longer needed if it's an older child and they have a phone. All your kids have phones, mm-hmm. So they don't need an alarm clock.
That's a lie. Their phones do not wake them up. Their alarms do not wake them
They're
up.
They're too soft?
No.
Oh, nothing wakes them up.
I'll come out of my bedroom in the morning and I can hear 2 alarms going off downstairs and one in the bedroom upstairs. Just blaring.
So how do they wake up?
By their dad coming in and say, turn that thing off! That gets them up.
That's how they wake up.
Yeah.
Now, this week, Mary Richards, one of our reporters, is doing a special story on some back-to-school stories, and one of them is something that Jay has very personal knowledge about, and we're talking about when your child gets a teacher you don't like, or the child doesn't like, or both of you don't like, or maybe it just isn't working. And so this is the question. Do you make the kids stick it out? You give them that whole lecture about your whole life you're going to have to deal with people that don't fit your personality and you have to learn. We've all heard that speech, right? Do you do that, or are there some instances where you do need to pull the kid out and get them in a different class? Insert personal story here.
What are you talking about? Every time, except once, I have told my children to stay in that class, to suck it up. You're going to have to work with people your whole life who are difficult, and you need to learn how to operate in that environment. Every single time, except once. I did it once with my older daughter, and she ended up with that person as her favorite teacher at the end of the year.
Okay.
So that's a happy ending.
Yes.
It's not always going to work that way, but I think it's important that they learn how to be in that environment. However, there was one time with my son where it was an extreme case, and I almost said extreme because that's what was going on. This teacher was a screamer at the smallest thing. She used disciplinary tactics that were unbelievable. We talked to other parents first who we knew had that teacher in their class, and they shared horror stories we couldn't believe. We talked to some of the administrators and other teachers. They confirmed our worst fears. So we finally said, we're going to talk to the principal. And when we first did, the principal, oh, no, can't change. That's our policy, can't change. And the minute we threatened to escalate a little bit and say, look, these parents are saying this, these teachers are saying this, we need some action here. He goes, oh, look at that. We have one availability in this class. Switched him, and that was it. That teacher's still teaching today. even though every parent we talked to, the administrators we talked to, everybody knew that this teacher had an issue, was a problem. But in that particular area, the teachers' union is very strong. They do not have very much discipline ability at all. And that teacher has continued to operate in that
way. Have you run into any parents who say, you know what, her style works for my child?
No. No. No, it was really blatant. It was really, really bad. And I've had my kids come home and tell me great horror stories about the teachers. But I have to tell you, and teachers, if you're listening, I hope that this is what most parents do with you. If my child comes home and says, my teacher yelled at me, I don't say, how dare that teacher?
No.
I say, well, what did you do? Right? I will always trust the adult first. Always. Kids will lie. Kids will, they will spin. They will do anything in their power.
Or at least just hear both sides of the story.
You know what? I am going to default to the teacher every time. I'm still going to ask the kids what's going on based upon their description. If I feel I need to talk to the teacher, I will. Most of the time when we've talked to the teacher, we say, look, we know our kid, and we're taking what he says with a grain of salt. We just kind of want to find out what happened, so maybe we can work together to figure this out.
Terry in our chat room is saying PTA presidents get the teachers they want. I remember the day when I was in school, you could request teachers. Did you ever do that?
Mm-mm.
You could request teachers. And in my school, I really do appreciate this. Our principal sends a note home and says, please write me a little letter, talk to me about your child's learning style, and if there are things you want us to take into account as we assign their next teacher. I will then consult with their current teacher, take your letter into account, and we'll try to find the best situation. I love that! Mm-hmm. So I can say what my child will respond to. On Facebook, people are definitely weighing in on this. And Brandon says that many teachers use different teaching styles. Not all are effective for all students.
Hunger knows no season. That's why KSL News Radio is teaming up with the Utah Food Bank to fight hunger in Utah this summer. You can make a difference with just one meal. Log on to the KSL.com contest page and check out the Utah Food Bank's brand new food drive webpage, where you can fill the virtual cart online and make a donation directly to the Utah Food Bank. You can also get your coworkers involved by pledging to skip a lunch and feed a family. Help fight hunger with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
30 on the button here in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Hi, I'm Roger Carey. KSL's top local story this hour. He was found alive and in good condition this morning. That is the report out of Daggett County. Research crews were looking for a 12-year-old Boy Scout who went missing yesterday afternoon. Karen Peterson with Daggett County Sheriff says several different resources were combing the area looking for Jared Ropilato.
We had canine search dogs. We had trackers on horses. Searchers on foot. We had the DPS helicopter up in the air. It's been good weather, and we were very lucky that we found him earlier this morning before it got too warm.
Boy Scout Jared built himself a lean-to keep warm in the mid-50s temperatures overnight. That is the way that stories like these are supposed to end, right? In a perfect world. A big win for Michelle Bachmann today. The Minnesota congresswoman is the winner of today's Iowa straw poll, where presidential hopefuls are allowed to buy tickets for voters who attend the fundraising event. ABC's Jake Tapper in Ames, Iowa, visited Bachmann's tent.
The line of voters outside the tent of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was dauntingly long.
And then we tested.
And though a performance by country star Randy Travis was no doubt part of the reason, attendees at the concert had to first vote.
Photo ID and tickets.
Paid for by the Bachmann campaign. $30 a vote.
Is it possible that she would pay for your ticket and then you would vote for somebody else?
I mean, I don't feel obligated.
Historically, the winner of the straw poll is not necessarily the winner of the nomination or even the Iowa caucus.
In the straw poll, Mitt Romney edged out by Texas Governor Rick Perry, who just announced that he's entering the race today. Don't get too excited, though. It's a straw poll. It's just the start of things, and it is Iowa, after all. Speaking of Mitt, well, we finally know how much money Mitt Romney has, kind of, sort of. Romney declared his net worth yesterday, just as things are getting interesting there in Iowa. We don't know exactly how much Mitt Romney is worth, but he may be worth in the area of right around $264 million. Mitt's dough is being managed by a blind trust right now. Last time that Mitt Romney ran, in 2008, the former governor of Massachusetts contributed tens of millions of dollars to that campaign. Coming up on KSL News Radio, dampness is in the air just a little bit. Going to check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News time is 5:32.
Use both your KSL presets anytime you're in the car. 102.7 FM around town and 1160 AM further out. Two buttons for KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
In May of 2000, Dave O'Karnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
You gonna go see that big movie release this weekend?
No, I don't have time. I'll be checking out that great sporting event.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
All right, traffic and weather together. Just got this one in. This would be State Road 210. All right. And it says it's State Road 210, which makes no sense whatsoever. Pardon me. Excuse me for that. Let's skip that one. Let's go to this one here. This is a better one. This is I-15 northbound at milepost 324. Just a five-minute delay there, and that would be milepost US 89, Ogden. Okay, that one is for real. All right. Weather goes this way. It's going to be warm. Well, it's going to be just a little bit cooler starting tomorrow. 90 degrees is going to be the expected high tomorrow. 30% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow as well. And we get into the upper 80s Monday and Tuesday. Right now, downtown Salt Lake City here, 93 degrees at 5:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Roger Carey, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
This is The Browser.
This little baby's got Google Maps and music.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
It's not technology.
It's user error.
Human error. It's probably me.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us today on The Browser. Be sure and get over to our Facebook page, The Browser. You can also friend Amy Iverson or Jay McFarland. I still have a few friends left that you can occupy. Don't you max out like 5,000? I think.
Yeah, yeah. you're only halfway there.
Yeah, so I have a few. There's still a few openings in our grand floor opportunity. If you want to join us on Facebook. But check out our Facebook page for the horsemaning photos.
One of our listeners, I think her name is Carrie, she did some with her kids that were very creative. Made me laugh.
And so we want to see yours. You need to email them, though, to
us. No, just post them on your own page and let me know, and I'll share them onto the browser page.
That will work. Now, speaking of Facebook, a lot of people are finding out about Facebook's evil ways, and they're getting concerned. Users are raising alarm over the social network's posting of confidential phone numbers. All of the phone numbers in your phone are now on Facebook, is what it's saying. Is that true?
Well, I know my phone number's on there.
Yeah. But this is saying all the phone numbers in your phone are now on Facebook. And the numbers are there whether you've allowed the site to access them or not. That's what a lot of people are saying. That's not exactly true. Facebook argues, noting that the feature has existed for over a year, but users just now are realizing the sensitive information they're sharing. So they just didn't know that it's on there. So I guess this happens with some programs. When you allow access to your phone, it kind of cross-pollinates the information.
Now, I wouldn't mind unless that means I'm going to get a bunch of telemarketers on my cell phone.
Facebook adamantly denied that the confidential phone numbers of friends and family are freely accessible online, as many have worried. The company posted a statement to its site at the end of the day yesterday to address user concerns. Here is that statement. They said, rumors claiming that your phone contacts are visible to everyone on Facebook are false. Our contacts list, formerly called phone book, has existed for a long time. The phone numbers listed there were either added by your friends themselves and made visible to you, or you have previously synced your phone contacts with Facebook.
They get us. They're so tricky.
Well, that's the thing. Really, what's happening here is they're offering a lot of features, but a lot of Facebook users are not really tech savvy. So they're not understanding the ramifications of what they're doing. So when Facebook says, hey, do you want to sync your contact list? It'll make it easier to invite friends. It'll all be together. You say, great. Not understanding what that really means.
Well, and one of our coworkers said, oh, that's all I need is for some random person on Facebook I don't know to be texting me at night, which he did to us last night, just to prove a point. Just can text you at any time of day because if you are friends on Facebook and their phone number is on there, you can now use that Facebook app to text someone. Did anyone text you yesterday?
No.
Jay McFarland?
No.
So maybe it's not that big a deal.
Even though you put it out there for every listener to do so. Didn't happen. They don't care.
Hey, Android users, I'm talking to you. I know it doesn't happen very often, so pay
attention.
That
we don't talk to them. They're 44% of the planet now. Android.
I know. That's why I thought I'd
bring
this up.
When you get to 51, let's talk.
This is an update for Google Maps navigation for Android. Okay, so right now, when you use that app with that application, you can choose the fastest or you can choose watch out for traffic and give me the route. So now they have upgraded it so you don't even have to ask. They will make sure to give you the best route, including traffic jams. So they'll get you around the traffic fastest way to your destination.
I thought they were giving up on some of their traffic things.
I guess not. This is
for
brand
Android,
new.
They're in.
This is brand new for Android. Now, remember, Google is kind of spearheading this effort of getting autonomous cars, right?
Yeah.
They get in crashes, but
when they're driven by real people.
But you have to think how this can maybe play into that. If they're getting this great at optimizing your travel times on their application, one day when we're all running around in Google-driven cars, think how fast we'll be able to get to our destinations.
Well, I don't know. If we're all relying on the same map, that tells you there's traffic here, so go this way, that's going to create traffic.
But I think
where
they'll all be able to talk
go.
And they'll be able to figure
Maybe.
It out.
You go this way, I'll go that way, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah. It's they do one complex. Of the things with their headlights, like when you point to your eyes and point to the other person's eyes. They'll do that with their headlights. Like, you got me? I'm going this way.
And by the way, I'm getting messages now about Android superiority, the iPhone superiority. Maybe we can have a heart-to-heart here. Maybe we can have a little chat. You see, you can't compare the iPhone to the Android because there is no such thing as the Android phone. There is an iPhone, and that always has the same operating system and the same hardware, just a difference in the 3G, 3GS iPhone. There is no such thing as the Android phone.
No.
So you may have an Android operating system on your phone, and you may love it because there are some really cool Android phones out there. But there's also a lot of junk.
There's really no way to compare them apple to apple.
You really can't. Mm. Now, you could compare your model.
I shouldn't have said apple to apple. We're going to get
yeah.
I meant orange
Android.
To orange.
You can't really compare them Android to Apple. You could compare your model to the iPhone.
Yeah.
And there are some out there that are incredible. They have faster operating speeds, bigger screens, things like that. The other issue is that when Apple decides to update its operating system, everybody has access to it. You know, if you have an Android phone, whether you get updates from Android depends on your provider. It depends on your model. Some people are stuck with their Android operating system forever. No upgrades, nothing.
Oh,
so you
awful.
Just really can't compare the two. And I'm waiting for it. I haven't seen it yet. What about the Windows phone? Where is it? Waiting. It'll come. I know it'll
we
come.
We have a few people yeah. who listen with Windows phones.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday
two.
About some cool... Cool new options when it comes to trying on clothes in stores. We talked about the cone of fashion that just comes down over you.
Yeah.
We talked about the quick changes in the old navies where they just have the shower curtain rod, basically. This is the newest thing I'm hearing. We talk a lot about RFIDs, radio frequency, putting them in everything,
yeah.
right? Well, this is the latest thing. This is in Brazil. Some clothing stores will have RFIDs put in clothing. And when you go in the changing room to try them on, music that matches the mood of whatever outfit you're trying on will automatically start playing.
So if I'm trying on the talk show host mandatory Hawaiian shirt,
you'll get a little
I'm going to hear
Don
a little luau going on.
I love it.
Little brother is.
You're trying
something.
On some leather pants, you'll get a little Aussie going. It'll just get you in the mood, you know, do I want to buy this? Can I see myself in this, in the club?
If you're trying on clothes and the music you're hearing is like Journey, Foreigner.
Wrong outfit.
Yeah, I would put it back on the shelf.
What would your clothes about you
this?
Today? What would come on?
Jeans and the polo? I don't know. You tell me.
I'll think about it while
Textures.
You tell me.
I'm wearing blue jeans.
And a red polo with
golf. Polo shirt.
Horizontal stripes.
It's a PGA shirt. See the little golfer there? Little PGA golf shirt. Because it wicks.
Coming up, we have the browser mashup. I'll tell you about the latest luxury car coming out from Pagani. You can't afford it, but I'll tell you about it coming up next.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
How do you control this?
Engage with Doug Wright.
Ransacks stores, torched cars, blackened buildings. Looting has flared in Manchester and Birmingham. Obviously, we have people that are just flat-out despicable, low-life looters who have piggybacked on top of some legitimate grievances.
Engage with the Doug Wright Show, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM. And 1160 AM.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment? the reluctance, the pulling away. If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time, a drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. That's when you can really talk, when he knows you understand. Then the both of you can figure out how not to make the same mistake again. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with KSL News Radio, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. But if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son, Jaden, into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods, like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and the United Soybean Board.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way. Am I jumping off this tower? I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder, but every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the car guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem, It was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Palka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Exclusive photos, video, and your comments. The browser is on Facebook. So friend us and then listen to KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Sometimes things become popular just because of their exclusivity. I think that was kind of the case with the Google Plus.
Google Plus, yeah.
Spotify would be another one. Now, I am talking not about something online, but an automobile. Before I tell you about the new Pagani, people are chiming in with what the song would be if Jay had music attached to his outfit. He has on jeans.
Yeah.
Let me see your socks.
White socks today.
Oh, no.
Wife hates the white socks.
So do I. White socks with his loafers and a red polo with horizontal navy blue stripes.
Yeah.
So these are our options so far.
It's a fine quality PGA golf shirt.
Why do you wear the white socks? If your wife says no.
I don't normally wear the white socks, but I opened the sock drawer this morning and it was all white.
All white?
So, yeah. Now, I was going to wear the black shoes, but I said because I have white socks, I'm going to go with the brown. So white with brown, correct me if I'm wrong, is a little bit better than white with black unless I'm doing my Michael Jackson impersonation.
That's like saying getting Ebola is a little better than getting the plague.
But it is a little better.
Yes.
See?
So these are the song options we have popping up. Either the theme from Magnum P.I.
Oh, like it. Yeah.
Jack Johnson. I think that might be a little too hip.
I like Jack Johnson.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
I like Hootie.
What's wrong with white socks? If you have dark pants and dark shoes, you don't throw in a big white sock.
These are jeans and
jeans
brown
are dark.
Leather.
Jeans are dark. You're not wearing stonewashed jeans, luckily.
I was going to wear my parachute pants, too.
Okay. Pagani is a luxury automobile brand, and they build cars in numbers that you can count on your hands.
This is the song that wins. Yeah! Yeah, if you hear that in the changing booth, you are winning! All right.
See, Magnum PI to me is a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
Yeah. No, he wore jeans.
And a nice mustache.
He did those kind of khaki shorts a lot, but he wore jeans. So trying to grow the mustache like him, too.
Pagani. So they make hardly any cars. They are almost unattainable in Europe and Asia and completely unattainable in the U.S. here. It never passed emissions or safety. Until now. Until now. A V12. $1.2 million.
Yeah.
The Pagani Huayra. It's spelled H-U-A-Y-R-A in case you're going to go out and look for one. They're going to build as many as 40 a year, and for the first time, they're going to accept orders from here in the U.S. I'll just give you the specs here. 700 horsepower, 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds.
Not bad.
Top speed around 230 miles per hour. There are cars with better numbers, they say, but Pagani relies on exclusivity to set it apart.
Because not everybody can have one.
Not everyone can have a $1.2 million car.
What are you reading? Text again?
Yes.
Did you?
Huey Lewis. That is perfect, Dave. Dave texted in Huey Lewis. Yes.
Yes, it's true.
John Denver. That would be me.
Leave it to Beaver. I want you to hear about this wedding that happened the other day. Kind of in a peculiar place, though. Walmart.
I've done a lot of weddings in 45 years, but this is my first time being at a Walmart. I've been to Hawaii and everywhere else, but this is the first time here. So it's going to be exciting.
Today will be Ella Glass and Caleb Cox. Wedding is taking place here at Walmart today.
I normally have to use the riding cart for shopping. So I said, well, since I'm going to be at Walmart, I'm going to do my regular routine thing, get my riding cart, and come to the wedding in it.
I can take the Ella to be my husband, to have it to hold, for better for worse. I pledge you my faith.
My faith.
The bride will place the ring upon finger of...
We were doing our registry online on Walmart's website, and she noticed the contest they were holding. Then we heard in May that we had won, so we're getting our wedding here.
Until death do part, God bless you real, real good, and be happy in your life. Please stand.
Amazing. It was perfect. And I'm just so glad that they had us here.
We got married in the home and garden section.
That's cute.
At Walmart.
I thought maybe they were employees, but no. They just won a contest.
Just won a contest.
Free wedding. Hey.
Yeah. Did you see Rebecca Black on America's Got Talent?
No, but I saw Piers Morgan tweeting about it, and he was saying, just got word Rebecca Black's going to be on AGT tonight. Where are my earplugs?
Nice. Well, if you need them, get them out. For now. This might be the first edition of Jay's Got Talent.
You know, it's tough to sing live.
Listen, When her song was pre-recorded, it was bad. And now live, it is bad.
It could be much worse.
Oh, it could. But for the type of internet buzz that she has created, that's pretty shocking to me. It's pretty bad.
One of our texters says, I didn't think that audio was ever going to end. It was like 10 seconds.
Finally, this piece of audio. There is a huge controversy right now brewing about a new video game system. Parents are upset. They feel like they're being duped. You tell me if you feel the same.
Our video game industry is hotter than ever this season, and one good reason, Nintendo has introduced some hot new toys. But have things gone a bit too far? This evening, Ken Shockley wraps up a special report on video mania.
Does this really have to cost this much? Where should the anger be directed? Not at the parents, but at the manufacturer.
So it has come to this. Therapy sessions for families whom you could call Nintendo-pendant.
First of all, the peer pressure starts. I feel maybe exploited.
Psychologists' offices might get more crowded this holiday season. Just in time for Christmas, the Japanese toy maker Nintendo has come out with a new set of electronic video games. At $200, a Super Nintendo $200! Setup costs twice as much as the old system, and you can't mix and match. For the money, the company promises better pictures, sound, and adventures. Some of the new games look like updated takes on fairly well-known formats. In the racing game of F-Zero, you're in a futuristic race car. Oh, I guess I should watch
where you remember
I'm
the-
I guess we got caught up in the crazy housing boom.
I lost my job and lost my benefits.
We had been in the house so long, we didn't want to lose it.
I was only going to pay interest for the first 5 years.
I fell really behind in my mortgage payments and received a foreclosure notice.
But we couldn't pay this.
We got hit pretty hard when the introductory mortgage rate expired. What these people share is that they all got in trouble with their mortgages, and they all called a certified housing counselor for help.
Our housing counselor looked at our paperwork and she knew something was wrong.
She understood what needed to be done, and she helped me work it out with the bank.
The housing counselor got to the right people right away.
This is a free service. If you think you're in trouble, don't wait. Call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling now. The earlier you call, the better your options.
We were smart. We called the housing counselor before we got into some serious trouble.
To find a certified counselor near you, call 1-866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
Knowledge. Wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Ask for help and do not stop. Know how to go, that's it, let's rock.
For more college info, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and